Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of notable car chases happened over the last recent couple of days here in Western New York. Wanted to just touch base with you in Cheektowaga in terms of what the police policy is for your department on these types of car pursuits.
For any vehicle pursuit, we do have a comprehensive policy that we follow. And what we base our decision on, whether or not to chase a car, is always going to depend on a lot of different circumstances. Mainly, the easiest way to say it is the danger to the public. So does continuing the chase create an increased risk of danger to the public that outweighs our duty to apprehend?
When is it that a chase is initiative? And also at the same point, when is it determined when to pull back from a chase? What are some of the parameters there?
So there's a lot of different reasons that we may call off a chase, and it is on our supervision who's on the road, but it's also on each one of our officers individually to take into effect a lot of different factors, such as the threat to public and personal safety, alternative actions, such as if you know who the person is you're chasing, filing for a warrant later, getting them at a different time. The seriousness of the crime is a big difference between chasing someone because they ran a stop sign or chasing someone because they harmed another person. What are the road conditions like? Is it nighttime? Is it daytime? Is there ice on the road? The traffic conditions? Are there children walking to school? All of these things go into factor every single time we make the decision to pursue or to not pursue a vehicle.
And how do you go about protecting people in such a chaotic situation, whether it be in that moment or whether it be pre-planning or learning from another chase?
So the decision to not pursue a vehicle does not mean that we're not going to still make an apprehension. It means that we're going to use some different tools and tactics in order to follow this individual, follow up with them at a later time. And we do different things like following at a safe speed. We can do things like I said, filing for warrants if we already know who the offender is.
And what about some of the other resources that may be useful when you are pursuing? I know that the Erie County Sheriff's Office has been helpful, especially in the city of Buffalo when it comes to certain chases like that. I'm sure that's one of the other resources. Is there anything else that kind of helps when pursuing a certain individual?
Yes, that's kind of a big question as far as it goes back to all of our investigative techniques. Finding someone who's fled from a police chase is very similar to finding someone who's fled from a crime. So we can use all the resources that we bring to bear, such as following someone who's left a robbery scene. Well, we can use those same resources for someone who has fled a police chase. And that includes using eyewitness statements and a testimony by using some of the stationary plate reading cameras that we have available to us. Even if the chase is serious enough, we can reach out to our partners with the Erie County Sheriff's Office and ask for their helicopter to become airborne so that we can follow from overhead and not have to put the rest of the public in danger. The decision to not pursue does not mean that, again, that we're giving up on bringing these individuals to justice. It just means that we're going to choose a different tactic so that we can keep the community safe. Now, there can be a time where someone is fleeing from the police in a motor vehicle and our duty to apprehend them is so great that we have to take them into custody even with that danger to the public.
Very good. Captain, anything else that you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
I think that the important thing to remember here is that we do have a comprehensive policy. It's available for anyone to view. If they're wondering how we at the Cheektowaga Police Department do things, they can find that on our website. If they go right to cpdny.org. There is a pull down tab, and by following the pull down tab, they can look at our vehicle pursuit policy and a lot of our other policies. That helps to alleviate a lot of confusion about how we operate.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.